Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It's Nicola.
Hi, Nicola. How can I help?
I'm just calling with regards to my concerns about the Batman Live tour and yesterday's caller.
Right.
Situation is I bought those tickets as a surprise birthday present for my sister, who's going to be 18, and quite excited. And then when I heard about the young man saying that he hadn't acted and he was thinking of using egg cartons to build up a six-pack, it started to sound worrying.
Now, you're talking about my friend Chris, who today went for an audition to play Batman in an arena tour.
Yes.
A tour that you were already got tickets for your sister.
Exactly. I bought them at 2. I was sat in my car, you know, coming up to 4:30, and I heard him, and I was kind of thinking, is it too late to get a refund?
So you will find out after 4:30...
Yep.
If, when you go and see this Batman show...
Yeah.
If my friend Chris is going to be Batman...
I was going to say, I normally end my sentences with excellent, but I can't.
Everything will be revealed after 4:30, all right?
Excellent.
Excellent. Do you want to give me a high five or what?
Oh, my God. I will try, but I'm not too hot with the mobile. One moment.
Oh. Press 5. See, it's not that hard.
Oh, excellent.
Excellent. Love you.
Love you too.
Excellent.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, we're hearing some breaking news here in the Radio 1 news studio. Oh, this is going to annoy Newsbeat now because they're probably going to do it at 4:30, isn't it?
Oh, exclusive. Well, it's not exclusive because it's on the BBC News website.
Okay, breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking news. It's not completely confirmed, but we're hearing there may be a vacancy that has just come up at Sky Sports, and the Andy Gray role might not be Andy Gray anymore. So there's an ideal opportunity for you there, I think.
I think I'd be brilliant at this.
Well, the thing is, they probably should hire a girl now, shouldn't
they? I think he'd agree that I'm the perfect person for the job.
And why would that be?
He wouldn't have any complaints.
Why would that be, please?
No idea. I've just got a feeling that he would love it if I took over.
And why not tell the listeners, while they were listening to JLS, what do you have to do on that job?
Well, it's easy. You just sit there and watch telly, don't you? Which the people at home can't see. So you're sitting there watching it on telly, kind of not looking at the camera going, oh, oh, like that.
So you go, oh, oh.
Yeah. And then someone goes to...
I think he does more than that.
I think Jeff goes to, so what happened there? And you go, oh, can't believe that one. Can't believe it. Is he? No, no,
it's
no.
It's not that one.
It's been...
My mate Chris is just there. Look, he's here. Hi. Yeah. You're looking very
angry.
It's
not the men watching football. It's not that one. Does he do a different one?
Neither of you have a clue, do you?
No, we don't have a clue.
I know he's well hot, but I don't know anything apart
from
that.
Who's hot?
Andy Gray.
Is he?
Yeah.
More time on his hands now. Hey?
What, like he's going to call me? I'm taking his job.
Oh, yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There's a lot of reaction, Becky, to your comments about Andy Gray coming in on the text and also on our Facebook. Not about you possibly taking over his job now he's been sacked, but the fact that you said that Andy Gray is, and I quote, well hot.
Mm-hmm.
You did say that on national live radio.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are questioning whether I actually know what he looks like. Of course I do. I'm not that stupid.
Yeah, but I just think it's a very sexist thing to say. I think it's disgraceful because I think you're treating him like a slab of meat.
Radio 1 Podcast.
So we're all here. Becky's here. Chris is here.
Yep.
As the actress said to the bishop.
Chris has had a big day today.
It's been a really long day.
Tell us what you were doing earlier.
I went to go and audition for the role of Batman in their arena tour.
Yeah. Now, Becky went with you.
Yes. When Chris turned up at 9 o'clock this morning, he was actually dressed as Batman. I was expecting him to be carrying a bag with a Batman outfit, but no, he'd come all the way from Watford.
Why did you do that?
On trains, underground.
Well, it's just what you got to do, isn't it? You said dress up, so I...
Yeah, but take the clothes that you're going to dress up in with you in a bag, and then you can look normal on public transport.
Yeah, I didn't do that. I had real issues at sort of King's Cross, where... Yeah, well, it was just, it all went wrong.
There's a brilliant picture of Batman using the cash machine. I was doing that. He's got to get money out. Yeah.
So you got there in full costume.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Mask and everything.
I was shocked because I got there and there's this massive long queue down the road. Like, loads of people auditioning for this role.
Well, it is open auditions for Batman.
Yeah, and there was loads and loads of press and cameras, wasn't there? Like...
Yeah, it surprised me, actually. Well, what happened was when we got there, there were loads of Jokers, a couple of Robins, but only one other Batman, who Chris was a bit annoyed who had the same outfit, wasn't he?
Exactly the same outfit, yeah.
So then, the minute we got there, Chris and the guys from the press were like, yes, we've got another Batman, we've got another Batman. So Chris was, like, dragged away from me and thrown into, like, this massive press shoot for, like, the promotional pictures for Batman Live.
I didn't feel comfortable, I just got there.
You've done so much today. Like, Chris has done, like... Reuters, like one of the main press agencies. He's done like AOL.
Loads
he's done,
of papers.
Like, yeah, he's done loads.
But do you know, that was the other thing, is I turned up and bear in mind there's a big queue of people in that giant press pack. They're like, do Batman. Like, expecting me to break out into sort of song or something, or like do some acting.
And what did you do? Tell me what you did.
Show
Scott. He went, Becky, what do I do? Becky, what do I do? What do I do?
And they're all there going,
just
do Batman,
do
it.
Just do it. You're on TV. Just do it. And what did you do?
I said, hi, I'm Batman.
And then the journalist is like, right, okay, thank you for that.
That's the world press.
So it was scarier than you thought it would be at the audition.
Oh, my God, so much scarier.
And before you know it, you arrive, and then 5 seconds later, you're talking to the world's press.
Yeah, a quick press conference.
Now, what we're going to do, first of all, is hear what the judges are expecting from you lot.
Right.
We're really looking for experts and original performers. It's American, yes? So we need to hear your American accent. I really encourage you to be confident, positive, and step up to the plate.
Okay? Oh, you must have panicked at that point, because I know that you can't do an American accent.
That was immediately a problem, because for the small amount of time that I had to prepare my my thing that I was going to do, I didn't plan to do it in American. I can't do an American accent.
He can't. But Batman is American.
No one told me.
Have you not seen the films?
I didn't notice that you needed such a strong American accent. And he said, when he said that, I was lined up to do this audition. Yeah. He said that, and I just lost it.
It was brilliant, because you could see on Chris's face, it was actually like, you know, you see on X Factor where they line them all up and then get them in, you know. And he was in a queue of, he was in a line of 10 people, and he was right at the end. And he's just looking at me going,
I was saying
like,
to you, I can't
mouthing
do
to me,
American.
I can't do American. I can't do American. And I'm mouthing back. Do it.
Did you think that this whole Batman Live thing was like Batman from Watford?
I just didn't give it any thought. I just assumed that I could just do London, good audition, just a strong London.
Batman here.
And when he said the American thing, I panicked.
Here's some more of what the judges have to say.
We will go along each line. You will step forward, say your name, and deliver your text.
Oh, yes. God. So they put
it's
you on
a big
line.
Deal.
And you had to read from this piece of paper. You had to learn lines from this piece of paper, did you?
I was meant to learn it, but I was handed that 2 minutes before I was due to go on. So I just did the best I could with what I had.
Okay, so next we will find out exactly how Chris's Batman audition this morning went.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
So, my friend Chris, before today, you didn't have a job.
No.
And today, you auditioned for the part of Batman in their arena tour.
Yeah, it'd be my dream job.
Would it really? Was it your dream job before you saw the advert? Or did you see the advert and then were like, that's it? Or have you always wanted to be Batman
no,
Live?
No, admittedly, when I saw the advert, I thought, this is it.
So you haven't always grown up wanting to be Batman Live?
I've always kind of considered myself I could be a Batman.
Batman. Well, let's find out if you got your dream job. Now, there's a couple of people on before you in the audition, weren't there?
There was a line of people, yeah, which made it even worse.
So let's hear from one of them now.
Number 10. Joker has a deal with the other crooks. He lays low and collects a percentage. But that must not have been enough. I bet he hired Tony to collect protection money. And when it all went bad, he killed
good.
Him to make sure
really
he'd
good.
Never say anything. I can get Joker for you.
Terrific. Next.
Is she supposed to be Batman?
No, you could audition for the Joker or Catwoman or Batman. I went for Batman.
And here's another person.
Tonight, there will be 3 homicides in Gotham City. There will be 39 burglaries and 27 robberies. There's an old saying, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. It's simpler with me. I'm not complicated by friends.
Good, Ben.
That, randomly, was Ben from Fat and Small.
What a legend, eh?
He had more muscles.
Pardon?
And he had a bigger suit.
Mm. He did have a bigger suit.
It's quite a big lad,
Ben. I had to pay extra for the muscles as well.
Well, because they were part of the costume, yeah.
Part of the costume, yeah.
How much extra did the muscles cost you?
Well, for the six-pack.
Because one deflated, your left...
did it?
What's this muscle here? Your left chest deflated halfway through, yeah. You only had one peck. I didn't want to say anything because you looked stressed enough already, but no, I think it's from where you've been carrying your bag.
They were filming that.
I know, you've only got one peck. What? The other one, I wanted to come and push it out, but I couldn't because I thought they might think I was a bit odd.
Oh, so one of his boobs is deflated for the whole thing. Did you not notice that?
No.
All right. Okay, so let's get to Chris's audition. So the big moment arrives.
Yeah.
And you're auditioning to play the part of Batman in Batman. Here we go.
Where do I go? Here.
Name, please.
My name's Chris and I'm Batman.
Why are they laughing?
Don't know.
My name's Chris and I'm Batman.
It's not a good start, is it?
Oh, I can hear the panic in your voice. Bless you. So you had to read from this bit of paper, right?
Yeah, you got it.
From his text.
Did you have to learn it, or...?
I was meant to. They said, right, learn this. And then 2 minutes later, they just grabbed me and put me in the line.
Let's see how you did.
Tonight, there will be 3 homicides in Gotham City. There will be 39 burglaries and 27 robberies. There's an old saying, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. It's simpler with me. I'm not complicated by friends.
Oh, good, Chris. Let's try across the Atlantic, shall we?
Oh, my God.
So I was the only one they made do it again.
Let's try and cross the Atlantic, shall we, darling?
He's a proper director, and I don't think he was impressed. But Chris just looked really confused, so at that point I had to shout...
American?
Yeah.
Oh, good, Chris. Let's try across the Atlantic, shall we?
American.
Cheers, Becky.
Oh, thank God. Without you, he wouldn't have known where across the Atlantic was.
Becky proper got my back with this audition, actually.
Thank God you were there. So, here it is, Chris. Here's you doing your Batman audition, but this time in an American accent.
Tonight, there will be 3 homicides in Gotham City. There will be 39 burglaries and 27 robberies.
Is that at the right speed, that clip?
It's the best I could do.
What, so his American is just slowing down the words.
I didn't know what to do.
There will be 3 homicides in Gotham City.
No, you got to homicides and then went back to Watford.
I didn't know what to do. Everyone was watching me. I don't know how to do an American accent.
Let's hear some more.
There's an old saying, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. It's simpler with me. I'm not complicated by friends.
There you go. Interesting, the best American word was friends. But there we are. Well done.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, he's scaring me a bit. Mm. But that does sound hopeful, because he said well done.
Well done. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually thought it went better than I thought it was going to at that point.
You
because
think?
Just the vibes I got.
Okay. Well, here is the result. Is Chris going to be Batman in Batman, the arena tour?
So in the first line, please, and this is the person who had to keep you tonight. Thank you very much. The rest of the first line, please go. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Well done. Thank you very much.
It's up to me.
So just the girl that we heard before, she got through and that was it?
Unbelievable, eh?
Oh.
I didn't know what to think.
Well, unfortunately, I was stood behind the lady judge and her notepad. So I'd seen immediately after Chris's audition the big N that went next to his name.
That's awful.
I know, and I was trying to do the face of like, I don't really know, there could still be hope for you, but it, no.
Oh.
But I don't think Chris realised at that point that he had actually been dismissed.
I didn't. Let's hear this.
Disappointed. Did I not make it?
Because everyone's packing up to go and Chris is still stood there in the middle going, what next?
They're packing the tables away, and we're not through.
And it's only when Lee, who was filming it for the website, said, are you disappointed?
Disappointed. Did I not make it?
Break it to him gently.
Yeah. Now, Chris, you haven't heard this, but would you actually like to know what the judges thought? Would you like to hear the feedback?
Could be useful.
Yeah?
What, for future superhero auditions?
You never know.
Okay, so here's what the judges thought, all right? Like I say, it's hopefully fairly constructive. Don't take anything too personally.
Well, Chris, really the most crucial thing is he just needs to work on his accent. You know, he has great delivery and great gravitas as an actor, but I would consider he needs to go to a few dialect coaching lessons and get his American accent up to scratch.
Well, that's quite good.
That's really good.
He said you had gravitas.
I would so disagree with that.
Dramatic gravitas.
He has great gravitas and
I agree.
Delivery as an actor.
I agree.
Chris, you stood there and you went, I am Batman.
My name's Chris and I'm Batman.
Good gravitas, eh?
So, sadly, if you're going to see this show, Batman, there will not be any American accents in it as good as this one.
There's an old saying, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. It's simpler with me. I'm not complicated by friends.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Coming up, part two of our interview with Nicki Minaj, who was brilliant. A lot of people yesterday thinking she did sound a little bit like Janice off of Friends.
Oh my God.
Then we found French Janice off of Friends.
Oh mon Dieu.
Which is my new favourite thing. I want that on my phone.
Oh mon Dieu.
More Nicki Minaj next.
Podcast.
And now on Radio 1.
Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj.
I love her.
Oh my God.
Now, Nicki Minaj does do a very good English accent, doesn't she, Becky?
Yes,
really
it's
good.
Brilliant. It's my favourite.
Because in her songs, she has lots of different characters. So as well as Nicki, you've got a character called Roman, and then there's one called Martha, and she does all their voices. So if you want a tip on how to do good accents, Chris?
Yeah, nice.
Listen up to part two of our Nicki Minaj interview. Are you going to do, like, clothing?
I'd like to.
Perfumes?
Oh, definitely perfume.
What would your perfume smell of, Nicki Minaj?
Oh my God. I don't know. I have different tastes in perfume.
It must be fun doing a perfume because you'd probably just have to go along and go, yeah, that one.
Right?
Not that one.
Yeah.
Not that one. It must be quite fun.
Yeah, that should be fun.
What would you call it?
I would call it Pause.
Pause. Pause.
Yeah. Pause.
Pause. Yeah. Call it Pause.
But you spell it P-A-U-Z.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you've already got the name in your head.
Yeah.
And you want to do some films as well?
Oh my God, absolutely. You know, I studied acting and that's what I wanted to break out into for a very long time.
Mm.
But I'd like to do like action. You know, I just shot the video with Rihanna for a record I have on an album called Fly.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for people to see that video because we did some real stuff that looks like some movie stuff.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, you know, just like that action pack. That's what I'm into. You know, I love Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I watch Salt 10 times a day.
That's a great film.
Just because I'm like, I love when females play kind of like the man character.
So you want to be like female Jason Bourne, Matt Damon, rather than in a rom-com with Ashton Kutcher?
What? I'm sorry. The accent sometimes, if it's too fast, I get lost.
I was aware that I really garbled that sentence then as well.
Kind
to you, it probably just sounded like.
Yes.
sorry,
yes, absolutely.
Shall I slow down? Shall I slow down?
Please do. Do you know, I talk like that too sometimes.
I know. Oh my God.
I love it when you do that.
Do you really?
I really love it.
I don't know. A lot of people in London don't like when I do that. They're like, your accent's not all that good, Nicki Minaj. But you know what? I've never even been here. And I can talk like this. And do you know what? I'm going to practice it over and over. And I annoy everybody I know. Because they're always like, stop it, stop it. It's amazing.
I love it so much. I was going to do a sponsored talk like Nicki Minaj's English accent day. We've got Comic Relief coming up. And
yeah,
I was going to do
we're going to raise some money for charity.
A whole day of talking like
oh
you
my
like
God,
that. I think it would raise so much money. It would be amazing. Yeah.
I think that would be freaking fascinating.
Speak English like Nicki Minaj day.
Yes,
we
need to do that.
I really
darling.
Think we should. Can we talk about your alter egos? Because there are many, aren't there?
Well, there's one that's really standing out right now.
Okay,
he's the breakout star, Roman.
Roman, yeah.
Roman, he's on a record with Eminem called Roman's Revenge, which actually Eminem, Lil Wayne just got on. He put a verse on it. Roman is just someone who I think embodies all of my crazy antics. Mm-hmm. And because the fans were kind of like really requesting that I be crazy and stuff, I figured I'd do one record and I'd just let it all out. Pause.
Yeah.
And here it is. Roman has been garnering lots of attention, you know, for being able to say what no one else wants to say. Nicki doesn't want to say it. Barbie doesn't want to say it. Martha can't say it. Martha's Roman's mother. So Roman is, you know, he says, I don't know if I can curse and tell you what Roman says. Yeah, but I don't think so. So, but he, but Roman, he just kind of, he's very sarcastic and crazy.
Okay. And Martha's his mum.
His mum. Actually, I met her when I came. Do you want to see a picture? I took a picture of her.
Yes,
nobody
please.
Believed that, you know, Martha was really a person. Until, of course, I saw her in the airport, darling. And I said, Martha, can I please take a picture of you? And she said, sure, darling. And sure enough, I was taking a picture with Martha. And some people rushed out of the counter. And they said, Nicki, can we take a picture with you? And I said, oh, my God, look what I got myself into. I was mobbed. I was absolutely mobbed by people. But, you know, nevertheless, I was able to get Martha. And, darling, when you see her, please tell me, don't you think this is what Martha looks like, darling?
Let me see.
Is that not Martha?
That, is this just some random woman in Heathrow?
You know what? I'll never tell, but I said that's Martha. And as long as it's Martha in my head, darling, it doesn't matter who she is.
Well,
really.
How did that picture come about, please, Nicki Minaj?
I ran out to her. I said, Martha, I said, excuse me, can I take a picture of you? And she said, sure. And she was standing. And she, you know, my team were cracking up and I didn't know why. But I said, that's Martha.
Yeah, that's Martha. There she is. This poor woman's just looking really shocked. She's like, apparently I'm Martha now.
And I tweeted her to Twitter yesterday, darling, and we had about 100,000 views of her in about 1 hour. She got 100,000 views.
I love it. That poor woman. She never, when she woke up that morning, she didn't realise what was going to happen, did she? She really didn't.
She never knew what hit her.
She didn't know what hit her, did she? Oh my God. Yeah, the last 2 minutes of that, it just went out of control. I had no idea. But I enjoyed it very much. Thank you very much to Nicki Minaj for coming in.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Quite a few people commenting about Nicki Minaj's accent.
Actually, I met her when I came. Do you want to see a picture? I took a picture of her.
Yes,
nobody
please.
Believed that, you know, Martha was really a person. Until, of course, I saw her in the airport, darling. And I said, Martha, can I please take a picture of you?
Sounds a little bit like Jerry Halliwell reading a story. Listen to this.
Eugenia and her parents arrived rather tired at their new home at 13 Cromer Road.
Same.
The sky was a murky grey and there was a lethargic drizzle that made everything damp and cold.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky's here.
As the actress said to the bishop.
Oh, God. And Chris is here.
Hello.
And it's time to play Word Disassociation. We do this, well, it looks like we're doing it weekly now. It's like word association. We each take it in turns to say a word, but your word isn't allowed to have any connection to the last one in any way. Now, you have to buzz in if you think someone else's word is somehow connected to the last word, and you have to explain why. So just buzz in and explain why. If the judge, here he is, it's the one that doesn't speak.
Oh, he's looking extra fierce today.
Yeah, what's wrong? Why the fierce sort of teachery kind of vibe?
Do you know what? I had an email from him in the week saying that he wasn't happy with last week's one, where we hadn't really listened to him and tried to overturn every decision he'd made.
Anyway, he's clearly the boss, and if the judge thinks you're right when you buzz in, the person who said the word gets a penalty point.
I might start calling him the judge just in the office. Yeah. I think that's quite good. He likes it as well. Yeah.
3 penalty points and you're out the game. The winner is the last one standing. I'm going to start on word disassociation. Dinosaur.
Neighbours.
Batman.
Hair.
Straight jacket.
Match.
Man bag.
Football.
Clock.
Radio.
Yeah, hang on, Buzz. The obvious one, this one, I would have thought. Clock radio.
God, I'm useless at this.
It's really hard not to say, like, the obvious next word, isn't it?
Yeah.
I guess that's the whole point of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who starts, then?
I'll start. Egg.
Camera.
No, Buzz!
Oh, come
what?
On.
No, because I have taken pictures of eggs before, because I'm learning to do the poached ones without any help from, like, a tin, and I'll message my sister. You know when you drop the egg into the water and then you, like, spin really fast?
What, so because you've once taken a picture of an egg on a camera?
I've taken probably 2 or 3 egg pictures.
That's pathetic. Yeah,
but
no,
that is
exactly.
An egg.
Nope, judge said no. Carry on.
If I could get a picture of an egg on my phone.
I'd like you. Well, you've got one now, have you?
If you've got one now, you have the point.
I'm just looking now. No, I've only got steak pie.
I'll be off with you then.
And a big chocolate brownie. Oh, that was good. Am I the only one that takes loads of pictures of food? Like, if you ever
can we play this game?
Sorry.
Moisturiser.
Crocodile.
Flannel.
Light.
No, Buzz.
What?
Right.
Because when I'm using my flannel, I always have to have the light on, otherwise you can't see what you're doing.
No, stop trying desperate. To blag this.
This is desperate.
One that doesn't speak.
Right.
Thank
who
you.
Uses a flannel in the dark?
No, sorry. Who wants to start?
I'll go.
Go.
Sack.
Speaker.
Phone.
Yeah, Buzz. Buzz. Speaker, phone, loudspeakers.
I didn't even know I was doing it. That's weird. That's somewhere in my brain, like, really deep. The speaker phone.
Cool. So, what's the score? So, you've both got a penalty point,
yeah,
right?
you're clear at the moment. We both got a penalty point. Wicked. Remember, 3 penalty points and you're out the game. Am I starting?
Go for it.
Latte.
Lozenge.
Hair.
Focaccia.
No, Buzz.
Because you once had a hair and you're focaccia.
Yes!
No.
You always get them.
No,
it's better
don't.
Not to look before you eat it.
What is focaccia?
Like it's a posh
of bread.
It's got loads of green bits on the top, like sprinkled dry herbs.
Ugh.
However, did I tell you, I was at a salad cart, I'm not going to say where, at the weekend.
A salad cart?
Yeah, you know when you get to go to the salad cart?
Yeah.
In a, like, a carvery scenario.
Oh, yeah.
And I found some earrings in the lettuce. Because it was like Saturday night, obviously there are lots of people going out.
Were they big hooped
up.
Ones?
They
were little studs?
Substantial ones, not hoops, but like they're quite chunky ones.
Worth anything? Did you get them out?
In the lettuce.
You should have pulled them out. They could have been worth something.
I did. I let the waiter know.
Did you get any money off?
No. Let's get on with the game. Rope.
Mouse mat.
Tan.
Camera.
No.
Why?
Because people take pictures of each other on holiday to show off their tans.
Why did you point at me and Scott when you said that?
Because more than likely one or both would have applied.
Are you serious?
Yeah!
You're getting that.
The
That's
judge.
Crazy. That is crazy.
Does that mean you're out, Scott?
No, I'm not out. I've got one more. Who's starting?
I'll go first. Colonel.
Ham.
No, because Buzz, because I'm thinking of the Colonel in the chicken restaurant, and I think, does he have ham in any of his... He has bacon in some of his burgers.
And not be funny, when have you gone to KFC and had ham?
No.
No.
No, it's been ruled out. Good.
I'll start. Ghost.
Desiree.
No, Buzz!
Why?
Because...
How could Ghost and Desiree be?
Because it's in her one of her most famous
songs. No, I'm saying Desiree as in the potato.
No, I'm afraid of the dark, especially when I'm in a park. Blah, blah, blah,
I'm scared of a ghost. It's the sight that I fear most.
I'd rather have a piece of toast and watch the evening news, life. Two penalty points to me, two to Becky. Chris is still free of the penalty point.
I'm going for the double.
You start. Go!
Oh. Shandy.
I done that? That's fine. Wood.
Man.
No, Buzz. It's the name of a pub near me, the Woodman.
Oh, brilliant.
Well, I didn't know that. That can't be ruled, is it? How come he... I'm not allowed to take pictures of eggs, but he's allowed to have the Woodman.
Oh, it seems that you're out of the game there, Becky. 3 points.
Am I still allowed to buzz, though?
No, because that's just going to get really annoying.
True. Do you want to leave it just between me and you?
Yeah.
Okay. As always.
Hotel. Hotel.
Carvery.
No! Oh, oh come on! You get some of the best carveries at your hotel.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, you're right. Chris has got one penalty point. Dunstable.
Beans.
Music.
A baby.
Credit card.
Monster.
Ireland.
Giraffes.
Cube.
Elf.
Hair.
Stick.
Biro.
Sausage.
Weird.
Mills.
No, that's definitely linked.
Yeah.
Definitely linked.
You can't have Weird and Mills.
No.
So, it's close.
This is the decider, isn't
decider
it?
Decider now.
Yes.
Scott, 2 penalty points. Chris, 2 penalty points. Becky's out the game. Let's go.
Do I start?
Yeah.
Football.
Camembert.
Watford.
Lilo.
Fats and small. Am I allowed 3 words?
Is that allowed? Is that allowed? We can carry on. Glasses.
Champagne.
No! Champagne glasses! Scott wins!
Have I actually been good at this for the first time?
Well done.
Thank you very much. I win.
You did an actual little bow. Radio 1
Podcast. That is Adele, who is doing a live lounge special on Thursday with Fern Cotton. 6 songs she's doing in the live lounge. Make sure you're here Thursday from 10 a.m. It's going to be massive. Before Adele, it was Yolanda Be Cool and D Cup. Right, apparently they play that game that we just did in psychology lessons quite a lot, but they don't call it word disassociation. They just call it dissociation. And there's some ham and kernel debate, which I can't be bothered to go into. But yeah, generally quite good. Even though Becky's now having a little strop about it because...
I'm not. I'm just not playing next week.
Why not? You know, why? I don't know. I'm not playing anymore. Why? What's wrong?
Well, just there's loads of haters on the text going, ooh, aren't you challenging for, like, really bad challenges?
No, we're told to buzz in whenever we think.
Yeah, so out of protest, I'm not playing next week. God. My right. Fans can fight for me if they want me back.
Okay, good. Radio 1. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Okay, let's do this. Let's do part 9 of Trapped in the Closet, the hip hopera from R. Kelly 6 years ago. But Becky had never heard it before, and we didn't realise there were so many parts. People are gripped by this, honestly. All over my Twitter, all over our Facebook page, on the text, people getting impatient. So what you need to know about this is that in this amazing drama that's not supposed to be funny, and that's why it really is, everyone is married, but everyone is having it off with someone else, basically. Where we're at, R. Kelly and his wife have found out that they are both having affairs. R. Kelly's wife is doing it with a policeman called James. Now, in the story, he has just gone home after an incident with Rosie, the nosy neighbour, and a spatula, which never really got resolved, which I found disappointing.
Mm. Do you think they'll come back to that later on?
I really hope they do, because I want to know. Mm. Anywho, when the policeman gets home to his actual wife, he suspects something is wrong. She's been having it away as well. Surprise. And we think he is still in the house. The person she's having an affair with, we think he's still in the house. Meanwhile, Bridget is trying to change the subject by telling him that she's made a cherry pie. Cherry pie. For him.
She's been so busy, hasn't she?
Really busy.
She's been doing cleaning, she'd made the cherry pie.
She's had a...
Yeah.
So, she tried to, you know, make him think that nothing was going on by saying about the cherry pie.
Do you know what, though? If my boyfriend was having an affair and I was trying to talk to him about it, if he brought out some food, especially, like, a pie of some kind...
It'd put you right off the scent.
Yeah, I'd be completely forget about it, to be honest.
Yeah.
Just kind of, you know, eat it and move on.
So let's find out what happens next as we join James the policeman and his wife Bridget in part 9 of R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet. Drum roll, please.
He looks around the kitchen and says something is really weird. Then she says, why do you say that? He says, 'cause you keep trying to get me out of here. He said, ever since I've been in this house, your face has went from white to red. And remember when I first walked through the door, you act like you had seen a ghost from the dead.
She's acting all suspicious, like, this isn't looking good. Especially if you know what you know already in this story. So, yeah, Bridget's looking well suspicious.
Then he says, girl, if you're hiding something, I'm gonna be so mad. Then he hears something falling. He says, what was that?
Nice edit.
She's hiding something. He's...
I know. I like the way that he's getting all jealous, even though he's having an affair as well. Now, you'll notice when R. Kelly does the Bridget voice, he does put on a bit of an accent.
It's quite deep south, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. My friend Chris is here. Couldn't really do the accent of Batman earlier, the American accent.
No, I couldn't. No.
Listen and learn here. Check this out.
He said it sounds like it came from upstairs. Sounds like the plumbing. He said, woman, that sound did not come from upstairs. I'd be damned if you're not up to something.
What is that noise?
It sounds like the plumbing.
Does sound like the plumbing. And I don't know about you, but I've experienced this. Plumbing can make funny noises sometimes, can't it? Like sometimes
it
does. It does sound sometimes like there might be a man hiding up there somewhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it? Only in your house.
Do you not have that?
How many times have you used that as an excuse? Must be the plumbing.
It must be the plumbing. Sorry, it's not a man upstairs hiding somewhere. No, you know, you get that noise where it's like no.
No, my fridge makes funny noises.
Oh, my plumbing does it all the time. However, if that was the end of the story, that would be rubbish, wouldn't it? Yeah. It turns out it was just the plumbing. The end. That would be rubbish.
You can't drag us through all this to be the plumbing.
No, to have dodgy plumbing.
No.
Anyway.
Said, now the sound that I just heard came from this kitchen. And then he looks over by the stove while she's easing over by the dishes.
So he's by the stove, she's easing over by the dishes. So there's someone hiding in the kitchen, we think. Where can you hide in a kitchen?
Under the table? Behind the door?
Okay.
And then he walks over to the refrigerator and pushes it back. And then he looks her in her face. Looks like she's about to have a heart attack.
Oh, so he's not behind the fridge. Where else can you go?
If he was behind the fridge, he would have suffered an almighty end if he'd pushed it back.
Then he notices the pie on the counter. One slice is missing. Now the story's getting scary, 'cause he comes to realise that Bridget is allergic to cherries.
So the cherry pie that Bridget made, someone's eaten a slice of it. But Bridget's allergic to cherries.
But not so allergic that she couldn't touch them when she made it.
But so she can't have eaten the cherry pie, right?
Well,
but there's a slice missing.
Maybe she tried... Oh, I don't know.
Then he slowly looks up at her, and now her face is red as hell.
Oh, her face has gone red.
So she has eaten it, it's an allergic reaction.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Or
maybe she's got it all over her face, because that would cause a red face, would it not? A little bit.
Then he slowly looks up at her, and now her face is red as hell.
Oh, her face is okay. It could have been just a little bit of red, because she'd been wiping her mouth, but then she's allergic. So sorry, led you down the force. Way there. So I don't think she's eating it.
He's breathing real hard, moving closer. She says, huh, you don't look so well. And then he says, move. She says, no. He says, move. She says, no. Move. She moves.
Move! She moves!
Move!
We never have arguments like that in my house.
Move!
No!
She moves! Oh no, what's gonna happen now?
And then he looks at the cabinet. He walks to the cabinet. Get close to the cabinet. Now he's opening the cabinet.
Oh God, he's at the cabinet. He's looking at the cabinet.
Doesn't this bit remind you of when R was originally stuck in the wardrobe and he was like, he was walking to the closet.
Yeah.
He got up to the closet. He was looking in the closet. And then he opened the door of the closet. He's following a pattern, isn't it?
Yeah,
this
little
time
bit.
Cabinet.
It's cabinet. Cabinet, listen.
And then he looks at the cabinet.
Cabinet.
He walks to the cabinet.
Cabinet.
Get close to the cabinet. Now he's opening the cabinet.
What's in the cabinet?
Not only is there a man in his cabinet, but the man is a midget. 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 Midget.
Right. Well, that explains everything, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. This is a... Wouldn't have been able to hide in there otherwise.
That's exactly how he hid. He's a midget. Well, that's amazing, R. Kelly. And,
I can't believe we waited all that time for that.
It's a midget. Anyway.
And he's only done a midget because it rhymes with Bridget.
Yeah.
Otherwise it would...
Well, do you not remember that someone called up about 2 weeks ago with the midget spoiler?
Oh, and I completely forgot.
Yeah.
If I put two and two together, Bridget, midget...
Anyway, thank you so much, R. Kelly, for bringing this fantastic piece of work of yours to us. And part 10 of Trapped in the Closet.
That's not the end.
No?
Oh, really? Yes.
No, there's more. Tomorrow, just after 6.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. How can we just spare a thought for my mate Chris today? He's quite down. He's had a long day after his Batman audition. He went to, well, a very big audition earlier where lots of people were queued up round the block wanting to play Batman in an arena tour and didn't get the part. But apparently you've just been on the London TV news, have you?
Well, yeah, someone just texted me and told me that I've been on a London news show, but I'm not...
Did they interview you?
Yeah, I had to do loads of interviews earlier.
You know, they haven't shown
had
any.
Had to, or like push yourself forward going, me, me, me.
No, it was the opposite. It was you pushing me forward to do them.
Do you know what? I think I should become Chris's agent. Because I do quite well at like being an agent, I think.
What did
and
they actually...
he didn't get this job, I reckon I could get him something else.
What did they actually show of you?
Apparently they showed me just panicking in the background while someone did a proper audition.
Oh, not the actual interview. It's like the episode of Gavin and Stacey, isn't it, where Mick gets in. Mick gets interviewed, they never show it.
That's exactly it.
Same. Now, Chris, you're not Batman. For some reason, the judges didn't think that you were
well, yeah, in
good
their
enough.
In their opinion, yeah.
In their opinion.
Tonight, there will be 3 homicides in Gotham City. There will be 39 burglaries and 27 robberies. There's an old saying, keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Then they told you to go more American.
Oh, good, Chris. Let's try across the Atlantic, shall we?
How rude.
Tonight, there will be 3 homicides in Gotham City. There will be 39 burglaries and 27 robberies.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's okay, though, because you're not Batman.
Disappointed. Did I not make it?
No, you didn't make it.
I tried.
I know. But what we're going to do, because we haven't done this for days, if you're up for it, Becky, we can make Chris a song tomorrow.
Yeah, a little happy song to cheer him up.
Like a Batman theme song.
Seriously?
Well, that's the last thing that he wants, isn't it? He's not rubbing it in.
Okay, so he's not on the arena tour, but he's still in his head. He can still be Batman.
I've still got the outfit.
Yeah.
Right, so I'm tonight making Chris a song that he can listen to and pretend that he's Batman in his bedroom.
Yes, because that would really... Look at how down he is. That would really cheer him up.
My name's Chris and I'm Batman.
Okay?
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So a song by tomorrow, that's your homework. Thanks, my darling.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.